We finish out the week, the market way up yesterday, and some jobs reports today. How will that affect things? John Taylor is with us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, and to follow up on something we talked about yesterday, and that was the, quote, five-day rule. You know, the Stock Traders Almanac says there's an 85% probability that the market will be up for the year. If it's up for the first five trading days of the year, and I said the market would have to have a great day, and it did. In fact, the Dow was up 323 points, NASDAQ up 85, S&P 36. The good news is it was enough to wipe out the losses the first four trading days. So the five-day rule is in effect. We'll see if we were in that 85% deal for this year. And Dow futures were down about 60 points all morning, but now they've turned positive because of a very strong employment report that we just got from the Labor Department. Non-farm payrolls in the month of December created 252,000 jobs. That's better than expected. The unemployment rate dipped again from 5.7% to 5.6%. And the only downer in here, and it's not a big one apparently according to the market, what it's doing right now, and that is average hourly earnings were expected to go up about 0.9%. They dropped 0.2%. So more people working, but a little bit less money in their pockets. And we're beginning to get some trickle-in numbers from how well the Christmas season went in terms of holiday sales. We know how significant that is to retailers for the entire year. According to ShopperTrack, they say holiday retail sales rose 4.6% during this past holiday season. That's much better than they expected. They said that's the highest growth rate since 2005. But we see some retailers beginning to tweak things. And of course, tweaking is a nice word unless you're one of those people that gets tweaked. JCPenney closing 40 stores. That's about 4% of their stores. They've got 1,060 U.S. stores. In fact, 2,250 employees. They say most of those locations will close by April the 4th. Another retailer tweaking numbers, Macy's. This one was kind of unexpected. Their stock's down this morning before the market opens on this news. Closing 14 stores, taking a charge of $110 million. They say this is part of their aim to focus on digital channels, and they're targeting $140 million in savings for this year. And we see some other things happening. As consumer taste literally changed, it affects many companies. General Mills says that they're going to eliminate about 500 jobs. They're closing two Pillsbury dough factories, one in Ontario, one in Indiana. This is adding to the 1,400 jobs that they said they were going to cut last year. They're closing these dough plants because they say that Americans' growing aversion to packaged foods is affecting the demand for the dough they make there. Now, the one in Indiana makes primarily dough for crescent rolls and also for pizza. So we don't want packaged foods anymore. And Coca-Cola, this is another one that's responding to a change in consumers in terms of what they're consuming. Coca-Cola plans to lay off 1,600 to 800 people. They're in a giant effort to eliminate $3 billion in cost. They've got 130,000 workers, but the 1,600 to 1,800 people that are going to get tweaked or axed this time, many of them were notified as soon as yesterday. But here's a bit of good news to end on, in addition to the labor report being better than expected. Ford Motor Company continues to improve. Now, Ford had paid dividends for decades, and they suspended the dividend back in 2007 because of the crisis that we had here in America. They reinstalled that dividend in 2012, and they continue to increase it. Now they're raising their dividend to the stockholders of Ford by 20%. That's going to give the stock a dividend yield of 4%, which is really a very competitive yield when you look at major industrialized companies. So they continue to do well, and they're returning the cash flow to the shareholders, which is where, if you're a shareholder, you think it should be.
Yes, indeed, John. I'm still concerned about the Pillsbury Doughboy. He's not going to be happy.
Well, I guess when you poke his belly, he may frown now instead of doing that little giggle.
Yes. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right. That's John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. I like that doughboy. In fact, I was compared to him at certain times of my life. But he always had something good to eat. But times change, I guess. And John looks at that. He could help you, too, if you want to maybe make a change in something you're investing in, or you have a question about something he brought up or you're considering. Be a great chance to visit with him to start out 2015 at Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street. The phone number to call, area code 479, of course, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.